You are listening to
Contact
Podcast
Resistance Recordings
DJ
Tronic. You can't stop this shit.
What is up? What is the dilly? What is cracking? My name is DJ Tronic. You are once again locked in to Contact. That's right. This is Contact. This is the weekly podcast. We upload this each and every Monday for your listening pleasure. We broadcast from beautiful, kind of cold, kind of rainy San Francisco, California in the United States of America. If you're not a subscriber to this here podcast, head over to our website, www.resistancerecordings.com. Head to the podcast page, click on any one of those subscribe buttons, and then bam, booyah, this world famous podcast will come to you each and every Monday, just like that, on the weekly. Get it done. You can subscribe via iTunes or Zune, or you can use something like Google or Podnova, whatever you want to do. Just head over to the podcast page, follow the instructions, get it done for yourself. Or you want to download the MP3s each and every week, they're available right there on the podcast page. This is week 85. Get your download on. Click on the MP3 link. It'll download automatically for you. This week on the show, myself, DJ Tronic, in the mix with a brand new mix. Lots of good jump, new style, some hard house coming out right now. Lots of good stuff, lots of new stuff, lots of promos in this mix. So hopefully you guys enjoy the mix. Lots and lots of good stuff, real banging stuff in this mix. So I really think you're going to like it. You know, it goes through a little progression there. So, you know, this is the first time in a while that we've kind of kept the same speed throughout the mix. So I think you'll really enjoy it. It kicks off your week in the right direction. I mean, who wouldn't want to get your week off right, especially with some hard beats? Get it going. Get your Monday started right. So what I need you to do is turn your speakers up, turn your headphones up, turn whatever you're listening to us on up to get it cracking. And make sure to stay tuned after the mix. The debut of Dr. Tronic. That's right, Dr. Tronic answering your love advice. You have problems with your girl, problems with your man, problems with your dog. Dr. Tronic will help you out. Stay tuned after the mix for Dr. Tronic. Till then, myself, DJ Tronic, in the mix this week on Contact. Turn your speakers up.
You are listening to
Contact
Podcast
Resistance Recordings
DJ
Tronic.
You are listening to
Contact
Podcast.
Riverside, motherfucker.
Volume.
DJ Tronic.
You are listening to
Contact.
You can't stop this shit.
Bye.
pump up the volume. Making everybody understand the chatter. It's been a long time since I had it. Making everybody understand the chatter. It's been a long time. 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 It's been a long, been a long, been a long, been a long. Pump up the volume.
Dance, 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 dance everybody just clap your hands, let's see go.
You are listening to
Contact
Podcast.
DJ Fuck. Take, DJ Fuck.
You are listening to Contact.
It's a motherfucking movement.
Ha 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 ha
DJ Tronic.
You are listening to
Contact. Listening to Contact
Exclusive.
Bye. reasons no one understands, less than 1% of human DNA carries information that is actually used for the construction of proteins. 99% of us is noise.
DJ Tronic!
You are listening to
Contact.
You are listening to
Contact
Podcast.
Biatch, you can't stop this shit.
We'll be right back.
freaking love that record. And this one, too, in the background. It's a bad record, man. I'm telling you. Seriously. It's kind of like that. It's a real good hip-hop right there. That's right. That was myself, DJ Tronic, in the mix this week on Kontakt. Ended off with that Miracle remix. That's a good record out of Spain. Love that. That's a hype-ass record. If you really enjoyed the mix, you want to check out the track listing for this week's mix, what I need you to do is head over to our website, resistancerecordings.com. Head to the podcast page, the podcast page. Head over there, click on the track listing link underneath this week's mix. This is week 85, February 22nd, 2010. Click that little track listing link. It'll pop it up right there for you. You can see everything I played. Lots of good stuff in the mix this week. Lots of promos. Big ups to all the homies sending me promos. It is going down. Lots of good stuff on the way out. Lots of good projects. Stay tuned. So now, the debut of Dr. Tronic. That's right, Dr. Tronic. Here to help you with your love and your relationships and whatever else you might need. This is a special Valentine's edition because we know Valentine's Day, it's a very stressful time for some people. You know, you get a little weirded out, you know, and you know, some people struggle with it. So Valentine's Day was last week, and we understand that people had some problems. You know, it happens. So I asked you for emails, and believe me, we got so many emails. I had no idea so many of you had relationship problems or Valentine's issues. So I try to choose three that would kind of well-round it out, you know what I'm saying, kind of apply to a lot more emails. We got a lot of duplicate emails or emails that kind of cover the same thing. So myself, Dr. Tronic, the love maestro, going to kick into this right now. Our first letter starts like this. Dr. Tronic, my man and I have been together for over 4 years, and he never gets me anything for Valentine's. I always buy him something nice, and he never gets me anything. He always says that Valentine's Day is whack and that he loves me every day. I want him to show me he loves me. Help! That's Monica from Los Angeles. Monica. Does your man show appreciation to you every day? Every day. Does he show you that he loves you? I mean, Valentine's Day is kind of whack in terms of, I covered this last week, every day should be Valentine's Day for you and your woman. You know what I mean? Or you and your man. You should always show each other that you appreciate each other, that you love each other. You know what I'm saying? So if your man is calling Valentine's Day whack, but he's not showing you any love any other day, it might be time to move on, you know what I'm saying? But if he shows you love every day and he appreciates you every day, then Valentine's Day is whack. Maybe you could talk him into buying you a card or something, but don't trip out. If he appreciates you and he loves you, don't trip, Monica. I got your back. Next email starts off like this. Tron DZMD. Best name ever. I have been with my girl for about 6 months. For Valentine's Day, we went out, had a good time, and at the end of the night, she asked if I would be down for a threesome. I didn't know what to say about that, so I just told her I was into her, and we did our thing that night. What should I do, dude? That's Marcus from Boston, Massachusetts. Marcus, let me tell you something, right? First of all, you lucky mofo. Second of all, it comes down to this, all right? If you think your girl is going to be long-term, right? 6 months is already starting to kind of push it, but if you think your girl is going to be a long-term girlfriend, do not do the threesome. Do not. But if you think that you and your girl are kind of like just messing around, whatever, and you don't think it's going to be a long-term relationship, by all means, get after it. Get your threesome cracking, all right? But if you think it's going to be a long-term thing, it's not worth it. Trust me. Do not do the threesome if you think this girl is something special, all right? But if you just think that she's kind of someone that you're kind of seeing and you don't think anything is going to come out of it, get your threesome on, homie. Get it cracking. Get it going down for you and her. But like I said, if she's someone special, do not do it. Trust me. It is not worth the headache. Believe and enjoy yourself. Next email and the last email says, Dr. Tronic, I have a friend that I'm really attracted to, and I really think he likes me too. When we go out together, we are always flirting, and we really click. How do I get him to ask me to be with him? Or should I ask him? I appreciate your help. Jennifer from Toronto. Jennifer, all I can tell you is, patience is a virtue, and that if it's supposed to happen, it will happen. But if you really want to press the issue, get after it. If you're an aggressive woman and you want to be with him and you think he's the one, get it cracking, girl. Ain't no shame in your game. tell him what's cracking. Tell him you want to be with him. See what happens. He can only say no. But if you really like him, get after it. Like I said, patience is a virtue. Things happen for a reason, and that's the way it goes down. And I am Dr. Tronic, answering your love advice, helping you, the people, with relationship problems, and all that other good stuff. I appreciate all the emails. Literally, I got like hundreds of emails. So Dr. Tronic will be a recurring thing. We'll do this once a month. If you want to email us contactpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, contactpodcast@gmail.com. For all your relationship advice, email Dr. Tronic, and I will get it cracking for you, our loyal listeners. Help you with their love advice. Trust me, I've been around the block a few times. So I am DJ Tronic / Dr. Tronic / The Love Maestro, and I'm signing out. Thank you very much for listening to the show this week on Contact. Big ups to all you subscribers and downloaders. I really appreciate your support. And tune in next week, or we'll have some more heartbeats for that ass. Big ups to all you guys, and I am out. Late!